This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. MUT management is set to plan for 2025 and review their 2024 plans. This is while Malema says the EFF remains intact despite the departure of Floyd Shivambu. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. The tail end of the year is usually a hectic time for the higher education sector. The sector has to look back and assess what it has done in the preceding months, compare that to what it had planned to do, score itself, and think about how it will make amends for where it came short. This was the guiding principle when the investing management had the annual Vice Chancellor's Lekgotla of campus to develop the annual performance plan and institutional operational plan for 2025. The Lekgotla is part of the institution's strategic efforts to ensure compliance with the statutory requirements and drive institutional effectiveness and efficiency. The APP is then submitted to the Department of Higher Education and Training for the department to incorporate its plan for the following year. The APP serves as a comprehensive document that outlines how the institution will achieve its goals and objectives in the upcoming year, with a clear focus on the performance targets, financial allocations, and operational efficiencies. The development of the APP ensures that the institution remains accountable to both the government and its stakeholders by adhering to performance standards, while the IOP outlines the specific activities and initiatives that will operationalize the APP, ensuring that all functional areas within the institution are aligned and working towards achieving the set targets. Now, in your other news, EFF leader Julius Malema says that the leadership of his party remains intact despite the departure of Floyd Shivambu. The EFF Secretary General Marshall Dlamini will be the party's new chief whip in parliament, while Malema's office will be responsible for the party's government's task unit. Shivambu, who was the EFF's deputy president, has since joined the Umkhonto weSizwe party, where he is the national organizer. Malema says there's no longer a common purpose between him and Shivambu.
The leadership of the EFF remains intact, although his departure was painful, but I got some sense of relief. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It was as if I've put down some heavy load. So it's not always that bad things will always produce bad results. Perhaps at times they do produce very good results. So we're fine. We're rocking. What brought us together was a common purpose. We met in the trenches. We didn't meet in a club. We didn't meet at church. We didn't fall into love with each other at the university in the same class. What brought us together was sharing the common agenda for the revolution.
And finally, umlingisi uBrenda Mhlongo senxuse ukuthi bakhulekelwe nabo njengabaciko njengoba bethi babhuqabhuqwa indlala esibaholele ekutheni baphelele otshwaleni nasezidakamizweni. UBrenda ukusho lokhu ngesikhathi abahleli bomcimbi iMayini Crossover Gospel Extravaganza bebenomkhuleko esikhungweni semfundo iDurban University of Technology. Leli dili lomculo lizoba seInkosi Albert Luthuli ICC ngoDisemba 31. Kulomkhuleko uBrenda ubengomunye wezikhulume bezizokhuthaza abafundi njengoba kusondela izinsuku zokubhala izivivinyo zokuphela konyaka. Uthi njengoba bezokhulekela abafundi, nabo njengabaculi bacela ukuba bakhulekelwe. Now to recap your top story this hour. The university management had the annual Vice Chancellor's Lekgotla off campus to develop the annual performance plan and the institutional operational plan for 2025. This is all from myself at this hour. Do catch your final news bulletin at 10 o'clock. For your MUT Radio News, I am Amahle Mncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.